Welcome everyone, Bez Hashem. We're learning Mishnah Simin Chaf, Sif Aleph, Shin number 52, Dina Lekichas, Mechiras Talis, Talachas of taking and selling, buying and selling a Talis. The Chavar says, Alekech Talis Mitzuyetzes Mi'Yisrael, person who acquires, purchases a Talis which is Mitzuyetzes, has strings on it. So the Talis, just get the words, the Talis means the garment, and the Tzitzis means the strings. Or if he acquires it from a tagar, a merchant who is not Jewish, any Yehudi, and he says shalakhon miYisrael neman, and he says the non-Jew says he acquired it from a trustworthy Jew. So what does the mechaber say? The mechaber says halach is it's kosher. So let's just repeat that first case. You have a talis which has tzitzis on it, and it was acquired from a Yisrael, HaKeach Talis Mitzuyetzes MiYisrael, or from a non-Jew, but he says he got it from a Jew, we say he's believed, it's kosher. They came into Tagar, who, since he is a merchant, what's a Tagar? It's someone who has a business. Chazak Yishalokha MiYisrael. If he says he acquired it from a Yid, we're going to believe him. Why? Not because he's Mr. Trustworthy. We're going to believe him because there's a Reyesa here. There's a mirsus, there's a fear that what if he's afraid if he gets caught, he's going to lose his business. The loy maranashe, he's not going to want to ruin it for himself. Why should he put his job at risk? But a person acquires the talis, the tzitzis, from a non-Jew who is not a merchant, the mechaber paskin says psula. In this case, he doesn't have the Deloy Maranashe heter. He doesn't have this ability to say, oh, you know, he's going to lose his job. He has no job. He was traveling down the road. He sees this garment. He picks it up, who knows what. And he says, he'll sell it to you for $50. Say, $50 for a talis? That's a steal. Yeah, that's right, because he stole it. Okay? He stole it, and it wasn't necessarily made Keil Chisa. So then you have a problem here. You can't trust him. Says the Mishnah Brura in Sif Katan Aleph, three lines down on the wide lines. Afilu ein makir oisoishu kosher v'neman. Afilu hachi talin d'stam yisrael b'cheskosan kosher hu b'vadei tovnish zara n'tol n'lishmon. So the Mishnah says, you don't know the first thing about this Yid. You don't know the first thing about this Jew. You never met him. But the halacha status is, he's a kosher. Afilu hachi talin d'stam yisrael b'cheskos kosher. We have a chazaka that Yid is kosher. And we're going to say that he definitely spun the thread for the tzitzis lishma, and he twisted it together lishma. These are halachas we learned previously. And then he put it into the hole of the beged lishma. Imloishu chashud, unless this person is chashud. Now, we see chashud. Let's say the person is chashud. What do you mean chashud? For different possible reasons, the person lost his cheskas kashrus. Let's say the person was, you have to know the halacha was why a person lost his cheskas kashrus. I'm just giving a possible example. He's known to be a kal b'mitzvahs. Kal b'mitzvahs means he's lightheaded when it comes to mitzvahs. Doesn't make a big deal about it. He doesn't make a big deal. He doesn't appreciate, like the Shmir Saloshim we learned earlier, doesn't appreciate that the Chavetz Chaim told us in the Sefer Shmir Saloshin that when the person does a mitzvah, he gives light and or chiyus to that body part that does the mitzvah with. And Rachman had stolen the other way around. Doesn't mean anything to him. And then he has the tzitzis, but you don't know who the person is. All you know that you see the person does not so, you know, careful with mitzvahs. So that then he loses cheses kashrus. I'm here there. Now, exactly what, once again, would create a scenario that a person loses cheses kashrus, that is chashud, take a look in your day and simon kuf yotes. Sif kodim beis, I mean tagar ein Yehudi. Or if you purchase it from a non-Jewish merchant, afilu ein muhzuk liknois talisois, even though the person is not muhzuk to buy talisois, even though it's not a person who is normally buys a talis, Nonetheless, he normally just buys other items. He buys flashlights, he buys this and that, who knows what. Afilo hachi neman, he still believed. Why? Dim yimso badoi badover echod shuv lo yeminuhu badover acher. Because if this merchant is found to be a liar, a cheat, a scoundrel, with one thing, so it's very possible he's behaving like that with other things as well. Dim yimotze badoi badover echod shuv lo yeminuhu badover acher. If he's lying with one item, most probably, he doesn't mind to lie about other items as well. Sifkat and Gimel. The Mechaber told us that V'oymer shalacham Yisrael Neman, if the Tagger says he acquired it, you ask him, well, where did you, a non-Jew, get this talus from? He says, oh, I got it from Yankel Beirish Goldberg. Never heard of Yankel? Of course, Yankel Beir Shgolov. Oh, he's a talus expert. No problem. The Levush is even more lenient. He says the Tagger does not have to say that he got it from Yankel Beir or Goldberg. And the reason is, explains the Mishnah Brura, because. Well, before we said the reason, it has the same status as one yid says he got it from another yid. That's what it means, like when the Tagger says he got it from a yid. Why? For the same reason. For the same reason, because he's not going to jeopardize his parnasa. V'eshet degam haramos soiver kein v'teves nemon koi ala Tagger, that the Tagger is believed, shu nemon b'dibura, he's trusting what he says. V'hoisiv haramazeh. Why is the Ramaz there? The Hayro is Lanu. The Ramaz is adding this to tell us a svar the dafka in al diburo is amchinum aminu loy. The loy maranavshe loy mesheker. That the Tagger would not, the merchant would not jeopardize his business by lying with his mouth. My shaking bestumble loy maranavshe al yedeze. And if he's not a Tagger, he wouldn't trust him. If he's not a Tagger, he has no reason why we should trust him necessarily. Sivkot and Dalar Ayin, the Morgan of Ram Shakasa Dafkon Gabi Talis, but since you say Hosam Chinon, Al Sorazum Aminoloi. Specifically, it says the Morgan of Ram, on the Talis, with its tzitzis, we rely on this Tagger. We believe him. Mishum de'en derich noch litlois tzitzis bebigdoi. It's not the norm, says the Magen Avraham. I don't think too much has changed since then to now. For a non-Jew to put tzitzis on a four-corner garment, you don't see this. Avolikno tzitzis is also mi'afin tagger, but to actually buy that tzitzis itself, just the tzitzis itself, that you cannot buy from the tagger. Shemaloi hayah tviyav ashezir lishma, because a different concern exists. Maybe the spinning and maybe the twisting was not done lishma. That's halach as we learned earlier. V'chein pasuk taz v'derech chayim. However, there are those that are leaned v'ish mekilin b'zeh. V'ayim ba'artzis achayim v'shus Yaakov sh'eskimu de'hechot de'esek atago hu likno sitzas mi'yisrael l'mkor mutar mitagor. If these achroinim, the artzis achayim and the shus Yaakov both say that if the job of the tagor is to buy the tzitzis, not just the talus with the tzitzis, but the actual tzitzis itself, so then you can buy from him, we assume it's kosher. The reason is because he's in the business of selling tzitzis. And you could assume, even more than assume, that he's buying kosher tzitzis. Because that he wants to make sure he sells it. It's interesting how we rely on this alone. Psula. However, if he's not a tagger, it's possible shemohu ba'atzmai also had tzitzis me'abeged. Maybe he himself made the tzitzis on the beged. Kolshkin even more so the osur liknois mimenu tzitzis. It's osur to acquire tzitzis from him. The shemu loy tava nitva lishma. Maybe it wasn't spun lishma. Imkein pasha da filu im yirtzel hatirim beha beged or koshel mechadosh is osur. He says even if you untie them from the beged and you retie them, it's still possible. Why? You say, wait a minute, I just put on the new tzitzis lishma. That doesn't tell me that tzitzis were made lishma. That means they were inserted lishma. But the issue we're discussing here is making lishma. Matzah talis mitzuyeses b'shuk. You find a talis in the marketplace. Now nowadays we offer chsherim and this and that. You find a talis in the marketplace. It's kosher. V'asul l'shleich tzitzis afilu psukin u'shazurin al yidei oyve gelulim imloi b'shnei chesamos. Now it's very interesting. It's a good trivia question you could ask somebody also. He says you cannot send tzitzis to someone else through a non-Jew. He can't be your delivery boy unless it's double sealed.
Wow.
So Lamaisa, nowadays, if you buy tzitzis online, so it's double sealed. The package is sealed, and then the box is sealed, right? Or the bag is sealed, right? And you have the hechsher on it. But just like you have by food, meat, the double sealing, right? So ask somebody a question. Ask them, what is a scenario that you need a shnei chesamos, two seals, but not on food? Let's talk about tzitzis over here. Okay, now we continue with Sif Beis. Mechaber says on top of the page in Sif Beis, ein moichin talis mitzuyetzes loivit koichovim shema yislave im yisrael baderech v'yargenu. You hear this? You cannot sell talis which has tzitzis on it to a non-Jew, an idol worshiper, specifically an idol worshiper here, an oivid koychovim. Why? Very strict concern here, serious issue. Shema yislave im yisrael. Maybe he'll go and walk with the yid on the road. Vihagenu, and he'll kill him for it. Afilu lemashkein ulahakbet talis mitzietzes lo oivid koychovim is also even to give it as a collateral or to deposit it by him. By the idol worshiper is aser elaim kein ulefi shah delek lemechash laha. Unless it's for a short period of time and there's no reason to be concerned for this danger. Sif kot involved loevit koychavim afilu imutagor, even if he's a merchant. The gamu choshed al shvichas damim vigili arayis. He's also choshed al shvichas damim on murder and immorality. So we have a question earlier. We said, so it's a good question if you might be going through your head right now. We said earlier that if a non-Jew merchant has it, is a chazaka, he got it from a yid, so it should be fine. So it's very interesting stuff going on here. Sif Beis is coming to tell us that if this tagar, if this goyisha merchant has the talis with the tzitzis, he's doing what? He acquired it from the Yid. The Yid did something wrong. The Jew did something wrong. Because Allah is over here. Ein ma'ichin talis mitzietzes lo'evi k'lichamim. You should not be selling it to him. Shema li lakach me'in Yehudi she'ein tagar. I'm sorry. Because he says, Shema yislavi im Yisrael baderech v'yagenu. He might come to kill him.
Maybe you stole it from the Yid.
Okay, so that's a different issue.
Yes.
We're saying here, we're clarifying that, wait a minute, Sif Aleph says that you could trust the tagger.
Right.
So how did the tagger get it? He had sold it to him. You're right, you can't find, maybe he stole it in the Hanami, it could be. But we're saying, but when Sif Beis is saying, not let us sell it.
No,
so in Sif Beis, we're saying, in the Hanami, what happened to Sif Aleph is he did something wrong.
Oh.
That's what he says here. Hainu she sold Ovar Umachaloi. He transgressed and he sold it to him. Sivkot and Zayin, Shem Yislave, V'oid Iketam Begemara Mishum Zoyna. There's another reason there's a concern of Zoyna, of immorality. Perish Rashi, she et nena l'Zoyna, that he give it to a Zoyna, be'es nano, as a payment for a service, V'toymer she Yisrael Nasan Lo. And the Toymar, and she'll say that a Yid gave it to her. So in other words, they were concerned the Goy, the Oivet Kochavim, might give it, the idol worshiper might give it to the Zoyna, this lady of ill repute. Is that how you say it? Yeah? Okay. Okay. This Zoyna as a payment. And then the toymar she is so nasan law, and she'll say, "Ah, you give it to her." So that's also a problem. That doesn't look good. Even Cain, kosher Cain, the also limkar lenachrim mitam zeh. It's another reason why a yid should not be selling a talus to a guy. Vayim chayadim shekosav, the latam shemi yislava lekel mechash hashto. The chayadim says nowadays we don't be concerned of shemi yislava that he might come to kill him. The einon chashudim al shviches damim, because they're not chashud on murder nowadays. But you still have the concern of Zoyna. You have to know nowadays if that time of Zoyna would still apply. I mean, if that would be a payment for a Zoyna, you have to know nowadays, the same way that is changed in regards to murder, you have to know if that changed in regards to that, and therefore one would be able to sell it to a non-Jew. And the reason for that, because these two reasons don't apply, perhaps. Okay. Sivkad Neches, Lefi Shah, and now you can do it for a short period of time. He says here, Aval im heisir atzitzis, af al pishin nishu han nekovim mutar afil limkor at talis l'nachar. If you took out the strings of the talis, if you took out the tzitzis, then you're permitted to sell the beged. You're permitted to sell the beged. Okay. Simin chof aleph. Mechaber says here, top of the page. Kedas malas says with tzitzis shnisaku v'talisos yishonim. What should a person do with tzitzis that ripped, that separated from the beged, and with old talis? What do you do with them? Says mecharis if alav chutei tzitzis shnisaku, the strings of the tzitzis that were severed. Shnisaku yochol lezorkin laashpa. From the letter of the law, you can put them in the garbage. B'mnei shehi mitzvah she'ein begufa kedusha. It's a mitzvah that doesn't have intrinsically kedusha to it. But the whole time they're connected to the talis is also lishtamish behem. It's also to use them. It's also to do what? The kozman shehem kavuim betalis. The kozman that they are connected to the talis is also lishtamish behem. You cannot use them for anything else. To use it as you have a string, so you need to tie something together. If you cannot do that, mishum bizi mitzvah, because now you're disgracing the mitzvah. Disgracing the mitzvah. The Rama says, V'yeshum da'af la'ach ha'shenisuku einun g'bahen minog bizoyin l'zorkan b'mokam m'guno. Even after they separated from the beged, you should still not use it and show a lack of respect to it. Elo she'einan tzrichen g'niza. But once again, it does not have to go into Sheamus. It does not have to go into Sheamus. V'yesh medaktik in l'goinzon. There are those that are medaktik to be goinizit. V'hamachmer medaktik b'mitzvahs tovay olav bracha. One is medaktik, machmer, medaktik b'mitzvahs tovay olav bracha. It is interesting to point out that in regards to Sheamus, it's not a good idea to just put things into Sheamus that don't belong in Sheamus. I'll give you an example. Let's say you have a Divrei Torah sheet, and in the back page is an advertisement. So put the advertisement, or another thing, example. Let's say you have shul announcements. There's a Mazel Tov, there's a Kiddush, there's a Chasna. That's on the back page. So to put that page into Sheamus, that's not Sheamus. That goes in the garbage. So it's better to separate that page and then put what goes into Sheamus. If not, what the person is doing is they're like cheapening the chashivas of what goes into Sheamus. Sifkot and Aleph. We said like this. Chutei tzitzis that were severed from the beged. V'uadin says the mishnur l'chol tashmishi mitzvah. Any other types of what's called tashmishi mitzvah. K'goin sukkah v'lulu v'shoifer v'chokai gavna l'achashin zbatlu v'enim oimdim oidlitz mitzvason. And after you have the sukkah, the lulav, the shofar, and all the like, after it wore out, that's not even last forever. Most things don't last forever. So once they wore out, so mi'ikir adin, it can be put in the garbage because it's not kedusha. It's tashmishi mitzvah. It's a usage for a mitzvah. Shenisaku oy shehetiru me'atals. Either it ripped off the talus or you untied it from the talus. V'adin so to mi'koidim. Shasan bebeged, so too before you put it in the beged. The hazmana lav milsi, because hazmana is lav milsi. Hazmanas lav milsi. Hazman lav milsi means that when I designate something for a usage of something, that doesn't accomplish anything. You know, it's similar to like you have a swing in the backyard or in the front yard, and you have one child says, when I'm finished eating, I call it, I get the swing. One second. The younger brother or sister is walking to the swing and is about to go on it. You call it? That doesn't mean anything. Hazman lav milsi. All right, just give an example of Sabre Soizen. Okay. I'm sure you never experienced that with the grandchildren. Children, right?
No.
Okay. La ashba, so you can technically put it in the garbage. Aval also lasses behem tashmish meguno, but you cannot do a tashmish meguno. You cannot do a disgraceful act with it. The loigorat tzitzis mitalis, the kamon and siv beis, because the tzitzis are no less than the talis that we'll discuss in siv beis. Kevuim betalis. Now, once it's still attached to the talis, you cannot do anything which is not appropriate with it. Now they're covered. I feel it ain lovish at the betalis. Let's say you're not wearing it. I feel belailo, even at night. Kevin Ishu, I made lilavisha, let's just bat sitzis yidei mitzvahs tzitzis. Since it's oimed lilavisha, it's designated to be worn, and let's say it's bat sitzis, and to. Let's just bat sitzis, and to fill a mitzvah tzitzis, therefore you cannot do anything with it. Even if it's not at the time of the mitzvah, v'chein shayfer nami hafilo la'achash rosh hashanah v'chein lulav yashan, so too a shayfer and an old lulav im oimdim adayin la mitzvah l'shana haba, if it's also can be able to be used for next year, is also ishtamish behed mishum biza mitzvah. All these scenarios, you cannot disgrace the mitzvah item. You cannot disgrace the mitzvah item and use it for something which is not appropriate. Sif katin hey. The Mechaber says is also ishtamish behem. Uvetzitzis loy mahani tnai ba'imer any boidel mehen. By tzitzis, it doesn't help to say you can make it tnai condition that when I'm not using it, then it doesn't have a din of a mitzvah. No, that doesn't work. Mishum de bize mitzvah, but it's still a bize mitzvah. It's a disgrace for the mitzvah. The tzitzis are korchoch behechrich l'shem mitzvah isa. The Mevarach leidel hisatef. What are tzitzis made for? Tzitzis are made for a mitzvah. You can't say, I'm only using the strings of these strings for my mitzvah at the time when I'm using. That doesn't work. Tzitzis are made, you made l'shem mitzvah tzitzis for the mitzvah. Ein linog behem, says the Ramah, you should not use them in a bizyonistic way, in a disgraceful fashion. V'chein b'schach sotu, b'schach asuk v'alulu v'shoifer la'achash in zbatlu, after you finish from the mitzvah, don't just throw it in the garbage regularly. Something that's not a respectful way of showing that you just use it for a mitzvah. It takes away the tam, right? So we said over the famous story from the story from the Chassam Sofer. The Bacher took a test again to the Chassam Sofer's yeshiva, flying colors. But on the way out of the test, it was right after Sukkot, the Nuzman was starting. He walked all over the schach. And the Chassam Sofer says, no, not in my yeshiva. It's missing that sensitivity to a mitzvah. It was just a day after Sukkot. Now you're walking on the schach. Now, is there in Shizli an Isser? No, it's not Shizli Asser. But you don't want to act derech b'zayinus. And the b'zayinus take away. It's appropriate to be careful not to use the walls of the sukkah for something which is disgraceful. The Zarkon, Sivkot in Zayin. So ein lulu behen the minute bizayin lezogin, should not just throw away the mitzvah item. But tzalim v'yadayim is also lezogin la'ashu with your hands, is also to throw it out. Achi mitoich shalay gonzon nizruku mimeila ein lachu shalzeh. However, if the course of time that you didn't do it directly, but it then got thrown out, then it's not a problem. But it's best, says the Ramah, it's best l'goinzon to put it in shemus. Says Mariel da'iniyah chatzitzes besoich hasef el simin. So the Maril says, you know what you could do with the ripped tzitzis? You could use it as a bookmark. If it's not like disgusting looking, you could use it as a bookmark, he says. Put in your bookmark, right? What do we have here? We have bookmarks. Okay, so use it as a bookmark. Or use it for another type of Dvar Mitzvah. I heard some people would use it maybe for the wicks of the Hanukkah, or maybe Shabbos wicks. Nowadays we don't do that too often, but the goal is that once it's used for one mitzvah, you should use it for another mitzvah. It's Hashem. We continue with Siv Beis next year.
What about the boards of